mapping sites and your also your personality unhealthy sites and mapping can help you really go in and use the information I'm going to be sharing in this particular class on how to be able to unlock those healing codes that are associated with personality. Now, I talked about I'm going to be teaching personality by color, and the reason that I use color is that it's a common language that we're all familiar with. We talk about having a blue day, that we're red with anger, that we're green with envy, so we already talk in terms of color. And one of the things that I found in my research with personality and then connecting it with chromatology, which is the psychology of color, I found that personalities, when they get stressed, and again in this mapping process I'm going to teach you, that it actually changes the dynamics of the aura, and that the change in the dynamics of the aura and the colors within the aura can then be an indicator that the body, the mind, and also the personality is in some form of compromise. So the learning objectives of this class is that I'm going to provide a basic understanding of personality. I'm going to talk about the four personality colors, red, orange, yellow, green. And I want to say right now that these colors that I chose for the personality descriptions actually align themselves with the first four chakras, working red root chakra, second chakra orange, third chakra yellow, fourth chakra green. And I chose these colors because when I connected the dots again with the behavior associated with chakras and the behavior associated with personality, what I found is that there was a direct correlation between the two, an overlay. And then I looked at the science of color and how the body responds, reacts, and actually changes its physiology, meaning that its body temperature and also the chemical responses in the body based on color. What I found is, voila, we have matches all the way across the board. The other reason I use color is it's a very non-threatening way for us to not only be able to look at ourselves, both from our strengths and weaknesses, but it's a very dynamic process in talking color when we're looking at the differences in other people. It beats the heck out of calling people a control freak, which, of course, if their personality is very much into controlling their environment or other people, they will think that you paid them a compliment. However, if that isn't the way that your personality meant it to be, where you were trying to point out the fact that they were being overly controlling and trying to control you, then it can cause you compromise, where on their side they think that you just paid them a wonderful compliment. So, again, color is a wonderful, non-threatening way to be able to really look at differences in people and then use the verbiage of color to be able to talk about the differences in the means of trying to create effective...